mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in about 5 minutes, Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, will be joining us. Headline, talked about this Friday, Washington Post. Guns worn and open, legal, but alarm Virginia. Police are still arresting people despite the fact that they're violating the law when they do that. So we'll talk to him for about 30 minutes. Then we got Sully Castile coming on, who worked for the DEA at high levels and saw the CIA shipping in masses of cocaine. I've interviewed, I don't know, probably 15 people from the DEA and the CIA who openly saw it being shipped in or shipped it in. Why would the government do that? Put your kids in their private prisons, the drug dealer's own. When they bust a drug dealer, somebody didn't pay in their cut, or it's a low-level punk. So we'll talk about how they bring the smack in, the coke in, all of it, to enslave you, make you pitiful little groveling drug addicts. So that's coming up. You don't want to miss it. And Bohemian Grove, big 14-page article out of the San Francisco Chronicle. That's coming up, too. Let's go ahead now and take another call from Scott. Scott in Colorado, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was calling to inform, well, you may already be familiar with this. Did you hear about the Northwest Airlines flight out of Detroit June 29th? It was going to L.A. It was really, really suspicious. This lady wrote an article called Terror in the Sky. Have you read that yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, apparently what happened, and the author of the article put a spin on it and said this could be a dry run for what's coming, and I thought it was really interesting.
Okay, what happened?
I'll briefly go through it. The lady, as she was boarding the plane, she noticed there were seven Middle Eastern-looking men, you know, with heavily bearded, blah, blah, blah. And one of them had a yellow T-shirt carrying a full McDonald's bag, and this becomes evident in a minute. She was having a difficult time going in, and she looked at the man, and he kind of smiled. He says, you know, go ahead of me. You know, cool, okay, go ahead. Well, as they took off, they noticed that seven more Middle Eastern men were also on the flight in the back. So there were a total of 14, okay, all with Syrian passports. Now, during the flight, it got really suspicious that they would get up in groups of seven in the front of the flight, seven in the back. They would kind of conjugate, huddle, and use the bathroom one at a time.
It sounds like actor James Woods on board with four of them, CIA ops. When he gets off the plane and warns them, they threaten to arrest him if he didn't shut up, and it indeed was four of the supposed hijackers creating their ledger for the CIA to play the part of the patsies.
Well, in any case, as they were, you know, kind of being suspicious, the Middle Eastern men, they were talking in Arabic and blah, blah, blah. The one guy that had the full McDonald's bag went in the bathroom. I don't know why he would take a McDonald's bag in the bathroom, but when he came out, it was mostly empty, according to the author. For the witness or the person that flew, it was her and her husband that flew this flight.
Was this in a major newspaper?
No, it wasn't. And she called.
Yeah, I'm really suspicious of anything. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, I really just don't. I mean, either I get it from intelligence sources or I get it from the news.
I understand, but she says that Northwest is aware of this. I don't know if you want to call them or not, but in any case, there was suspicious activity going around. She informed the flight attendant. The flight attendant said, yes, our sky marshals on board, they're aware of what's going on. Write me a description of the guy with the T-shirt and, you know, on this piece of paper.
Okay, sir, why don't you call Northwest Airlines and see if it's true? And they're not going to tell
Can I just forward you the article and then you can just, you know.
Yeah, do that. No, I mean, it might be something to it. Just send it to tips at Infowars.com.
Okay, one other thing I had, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, are you familiar with the movie 911 in Plain Sight that just came out?
Yeah, of course. Dave Von Kleist has made it right here on the network.
It has flipped. A guy on the news saying that he says he don't see windows on that plane. He thought it was a cargo plane.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we've talked about that. Okay, it's in the book, Paul Watson's book we put out a year and a half ago. About the missile pod. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back with our next guest.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this second hour. Coming up, San Francisco Chronicle admits all the bizarre stuff going on at Bohemian Grove with our world leaders, our Christian conservative leaders. We'll be getting into that. We've got Sally Castile coming on later to work for the DEA. DEA agent, talk about government narcotics trafficking. You do not want to miss this as the book Powder Burns. I know that Eric and Mary and Craig and Cliff and everybody you're patiently holding will get to you too. Before we go to our next guest, though, I want to encourage everybody to get my films. I've made 10 videos, written a book, published a book, and these are truly conservative films where we expose the Democratic and Republican Party, how they're controlled by the globalists, how government just gets bigger and bigger, how we're losing our freedoms, what really happened with September 11th, what's unfolding with the police state. You want to get my newest film, The Matrix of Evil Exposed, with Congressman Ron Paul, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, and others, throwing out the Patriot Act right here in Austin. It's a great film. You just need to get it. A little over 2 hours long. We've got, of course, my 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror Exposed. I'm now carrying George Humphrey's incredible 9/11 video. Just amazing 9/11, The Great Illusion, in-game of the Illuminati, and that's available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, I read most of this lengthy article on air last Friday, and now we've got him on the broadcast with us, and we'll go to him in a second, Philip Van Cleve. Guns warn an open legal, but alarm Virginia. And even conservatives have been so domesticated that they're afraid of people wearing guns openly. That's always been the law. There were laws against concealed carry hundreds of years ago because that was sneaky. There were never laws against openly having firearms in places like Vermont, where they have it as the lowest crime rate, where they just have the good old Second Amendment. The highest crime rates are places like New York City with total gun bans. And it talks about members of the Virginian Citizens Defense League, a big Second Amendment group, being arrested for just wearing guns. But and the cops are, well, it's a nuisance, well, it's bad. Well, I bet you wouldn't like going out without your gun. Again, back when this was a free country, and I think it's good to wear your guns openly in states where you still can, where they haven't totally destroyed the Second Amendment, to let these nutcases know there is still a Second Amendment. I mean, look, folks, here in Texas, they got billboards that the feds and the state put up that say, report illegal guns, and it's a picture of a revolver. So when I get a carpet cleaner in my house, they see a shotgun in a case, and the guy tries to call the police on me, when I could buy the shotgun anywhere. And this, and I have police friends. They get calls every hour from little phone men, carpet cleaners, exterminators who see guns and think all guns are illegal because they watch the drama shows set in New York. And in New York, there's no guns allowed. So, you know, if the commish is beating people up who own guns, and if, you know, the blockhead on NYPD Blue is, why, guns must be illegal here. And I remember 10 years ago, every third pickup truck had a deer rifle, a 243 or 308, sitting up in the gun rack. Now it's a fishing pole or cowboy hat. Because let me tell you something, you put a gun in your gun rack, they're going to pull you over, stick a gun to your head, and kick you in the head four or five times if the wrong cop gets behind you. So that's my rant on this subject, and joining us is Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, an organization of thousands of Virginia gun owners, and whose members were involved in all three police encounters that the police, who think only they're allowed to protect themselves, are calling a nuisance. Philip Van Cleve's from Texas, by the way, and a former sheriff's deputy. Philip, good to have you on.
Yeah, glad to be here. In fact, coincidentally, I was just in Texas, spent 2 weeks there, and got back 1 week ago. I was down for my wife does shows dogs, and there was a big dog show in San Antonio. And I did miss the fact that you guys don't have open carry, I must admit, especially in that hot Texas sun down there.
Oh, we do have open carry, but not since we got the concealed carry. Before, we had the Second Amendment, rifles, handguns, you name it, in the car. Now it's just rifles and shotguns, because under the concealed carry, they turned a right into a privilege. And so now, under Texas law, I can't drive from the gun shop home with a gun. It's up to their discretion whether or not I'm a felon now. And that's the atmosphere. How have we gone in America from 10 years ago in Texas, every third pickup with a rifle, now you never see it? How have we transformed?
Well, it's been a slow progression. And I must admit, I think Virginia has gotten where it is at a different pace than Texas. We're actually quite gun-friendly up here. You cross the border into Washington, D.C., and, you know it's like a whole different world. And the crime rate is 9 to 50 times higher up there, where they ban guns completely, than just across the river, across a little bridge into Virginia, where all of a
sudden... And then in Kennesaw, Georgia, they say you got to own a gun, and violent crime drops by 92% in 1 year when the county next to them explodes because the cowardly criminals flee.
Exactly. And you made some great points about the open carry. That's one of the things that makes me proud in Virginia, is that it is a right. You don't have to get permission to open carry. You don't have to have a permit. You don't have to do anything. You simply have the gun openly displayed in your car, on the dashboard, or on the seat, or you have it in a holster on your hip. and that is legal. Now, we have one screwy law that, that you guys have kind of trumped us on. We're working on it. But if you have a concealed carry permit, even with the permit, if you go in a restaurant that serves alcohol, and we don't draw a line, we don't say restaurant or bar, it's just restaurant, whether they got a bar in there or not, doesn't matter. You have to openly carry the gun if you want to bring it in. So that's thrust open carry upon a lot of people that might just as well keep it concealed.
And also, again, I mean, I don't know about Virginia, but in Texas, in Austin, I don't think there's a restaurant that doesn't hardly serve beer.
That's right. It's darn hard. You have to go to McDonald's, you know, and you get tired of that after a while, or Cracker Barrel. But the thing is, and I think this open carry is really threatening the anti-gunners, because, see, they like this idea that you got to conceal your gun. They don't want us to have guns, but if you look at the big game plan for them, if they're concealed, then people don't see them. People don't realize all the times they interact with somebody around them that's a gun owner, because the guns are hidden away. When you carry a gun openly and you see normal, everyday people carrying guns openly, that suddenly brings out that, yes, nice, ordinary, everyday people do are gun owners and do carry guns. It's not just somebody that drags their knuckles on the ground when they walk. And that's a big threat to them, because they want that image. They want, only extremists do this.
Well, Philip, why do we feel so safe when we see a police officer with a gun, which I frankly still, despite all the problems, do?
Sure.
Why suddenly having a citizen with a gun, why is that so scary? I mean, we've got little old ladies in giant Cadillacs doing 90 miles an hour that statistically are 100 times more dangerous than somebody with a gun. We won't even arm our own pilots, but we'll trust them with a plane, you know, that's worth $15 million, $20, $30 million flying around over our major cities.
Well, that's exactly right. And in Virginia, really, there isn't this. I mean, the papers have basically put a magnifying glass over an ant and made it look like a dinosaur, okay? there really aren't that. People aren't running around frightened. Life goes on. We've been open carrying like this for a period of time, but more and more people, thanks to education from our group, are learning of their right to open carry in a restaurant. A lot of them didn't know they could do it, so they left their guns in the car. So now more and more of them are saying, wait a minute, I don't want to leave my gun in the car. If I can legally carry it in there openly, it's coming with me.
Now, I want to get into what happened with this case and give out your website four or five times and a phone number if folks want to join. Obviously a great group. I'm familiar with your work. But do you have Violence Policy Center and the feds putting up these billboards saying report illegal guns?
Yeah, we do. The feds do put those up. We hate them. What's an illegal gun? You know, because they're not talking about illegal guns.
Well, that's like
guns.
Putting a picture of a car up and saying report illegal cars.
It's right. It's the owner. It's the person that pulls the trigger on the gun. That's the problem.
But it creates the perception that guns are illegal. And I'll tell you this story briefly. I had a carpet cleaner almost call the police on me until I called the manager, because he saw a shotgun in a case in my house, a shotgun you can buy at any hardware store.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are nuts. These billboards are criminal because they're saying something's criminal and causing false police reports.
Yes, exactly. And we have that same thing here, but I haven't heard of any incidents where people have been jumping the gun, but that doesn't mean they're not. I just haven't heard about it.
Well, it's obvious why they're putting up signs that say report illegal guns.
Sure, they want to scare us away from guns. I mean, that seems to be the agenda. Otherwise, they would put in English, or they'd redo the wording so that it said what it really meant, which is they don't want felons with guns. But that's not what they're saying.
Yeah, since we complain, they'll put in tiny print that literally you have to get, like, right below the billboard to read it that says felons.
Exactly. That's what they should be saying, though, and the fact that they're not putting the proper wording. Come on, the government's smarter than that. They could word a sign. They're loaded down with lawyers, but they don't. They instead put up a misleading sign.
Now your members go into restaurants, and these idiots call the police on them.
Well, I don't know if it's the signs, but it certainly doesn't help. Yeah, people aren't, you know, they see a gun, and a lot of people just automatically panic. They just don't think about it, you know. But fortunately, it's been fairly rare, but we had three events in a row in Northern Virginia, and that sort of is what, that's what triggered this. We basically got in touch with the Fairfax County Police and said, look, guys, you know, we need to stop this. You need to educate your officers. The law is clear. And to their credit, they did take the time, they did educate their officers, and they sent out a memo to all, they got thousands of officers, I guess, they sent out their memo, and the press intercepted that and said, well, wait a minute, what is going on here? Now, our site had been putting this information up for weeks. The press, some monitors our site and some doesn't. Clearly, these people weren't, the key people in the press weren't monitoring, otherwise they saw this coming a long time ago. But they picked up on it, and it's taken off. And in turn, they're doing us a service because they're educating all kinds of gun owners as to their rights. A lot of people didn't know about this right. Every now and then you hear somebody will email me and say, well, why don't we back off? Why don't we stop pushing this issue? And I basically said, look, if we're going to stop open carrying because we're afraid they'll take it away from us, they've already taken it away from us.
That's right. Stay there. An unused right isn't a right at all. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
I'm a nurse and I injured my back and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, joins us. Phil, what's the website for folks that want to check out your group?
Yes, it's www.VCDL, as in Virginia Citizens Defense League, .org. And let me give your listeners one other website. It's actually done by one of our members, but you guys, your eyes are going to pop out of your head if you're a gun owner. This site has gotten nationwide acclaim. It's got all the laws in all 50 states, explains how you can get permits in any state that offers them. For example, I have a Florida permit that's good in 24 states I got through the mail. It tells you all about the laws. If you go into a state, you know exactly what the laws are. The whole bit. It's just an absolutely incredible site. It's www.packing, like packing a gun or packing a suitcase, .org. And you
all right,
guys
so that's for those that just joined us, vcdl.org.
Yes, that's for our organization.
vcdl.org or packing.org, and I've been to packing.org. It'll save you a lot of money going and buying, you know, the book that are put out every few years that tell you the laws. And you know, this is so important because the gun grabbers want our guns. Period. They've said it. They want to ban our guns. They're trying to create the perception that guns are illegal, and we have got to stand up against this and say no. And in all the states that have, you know, had even concealed carry, which I don't like because it turns a right into a privilege, crime rates plummet because you put the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of armed police officers on the streets.
Yeah, we're not.
And then criminals know they might get a hole put in them if they carjack you or break in your house. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're not obviously not policing, but the idea is that citizens being armed are able to defend themselves, and that's what criminals don't like, the fact that they don't know who they can pick on anymore because that person may well be able to defend themselves. And criminals are basically chickens. And when I was in San Antonio as a deputy in Bear County, I remember a case where an older lady, she was like in her 80s, and her husband long since deceased. Some guy knocked on her door. She didn't know who it was. She peeked out, so she didn't open the door. Next thing she knew, the guy was kicking her door in. She grabbed a 22 rifle. I don't even think it was loaded. She swung the curtain back by the door, and the guy looked over and saw her holding this little rifle aiming it at him, and he was in such a hurry to get away from her, he ran into the courtyard wall, fell, scrambling, trying to get up. And nobody ended up being hurt other than maybe his face from hitting the wall. But,
well, I guarantee you, somebody's trying to kick in my door, I'm not going to let them get away.
Yeah, and well, she knew that there was no time to call 911. I lived only a few doors away from her. She knew there was no time for me to get there.
What is the national average? I think it's 14 minutes or something. I
mean, well, just even 2 minutes could be two minutes too many. You may only have seconds to defend your life.
Well, you know, now at UT they're going to issue little RFID things that you hit them and they radio ID the police to come save you. I mean, you know, just save me.
Yeah, well, there's a book called Nation of Cowards, which I thought was interesting because it really talks about, you know, really we need to take some responsibility for our own safety and not do stupid things and also try to defend ourselves so that every time we turn around, we're not expecting somebody else to come in and bail us out.
Well, I mean, the police can't do it. Now, some of your members that were arrested, they now admit were falsely arrested. That's quite a lawsuit.
Yeah, it could well have been. Our goal was not to be anti-police. We could have pushed the lawsuit there, but we decided that educating the police and getting them to understand that gun owners are good people would pay off in the long run. And really, the education process in Northern Virginia has been taken on big time.
Well, that's important. It shows we can turn the corner with good people like yourself and your members taking action. But take Texas here. Do people drive around in Virginia with their deer rifles in their windows?
Sometimes. I don't live out in the real rural areas, but I have seen them like that, sure.
But, I mean, in the past, in the big cities, it didn't matter. You saw it everywhere. That's changed. We need to go back to doing that.
Yeah, we need to let people know, you know, nicely that the gun owners are normal people and that they're out there, that there are so many of us. And again,
how are the liberals responding to this?
Oh, well, of course, they're trying to. Oh, they want to ban open carry in restaurants now, and the next thing, of course, they'll try to ban it everywhere. They don't want people to see the guns. And as you said, in Texas, you know, you guys have gotten really bad about it. I was so paranoid while I was down there with my Florida permit because I knew that if my gun were to become exposed, I could be in trouble. In Virginia, it's no big deal if it becomes exposed accidentally or intentionally, as long as you're somewhere you're allowed to be. And I didn't like the idea that I had to keep it so ultra-concealed, you know.
But don't you agree that we need to move towards Vermont-style, just right to carry?
Well, you know what? The one I like is Alaska, and I'll tell you why. Alaska just did the same thing Vermont did in the sense that they now, you can carry in Alaska, any law-abiding citizen can carry concealed or openly without a permit. But what they did, which I thought was good, was they kept the permitting system for those that wished to do it. And the reason they did that was that gave them reciprocity with all tons of other states. So that way their citizens could go ahead and apply for this permit. But that was really primarily being used so that when you travel to Utah or Oklahoma or other states that honor permits that you could carry.
All right, Philip Van Cleve, great American, BCDL.org or Pocken.org. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Sure, enjoyed it.
Take care. We'll be back with our next guest and your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. MT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with MT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. WheatgrassKits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. WheatgrassKits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. WheatgrassKits.com.
Shelly Castile is about to be our guest, author of Powder Burns. We've had these callers holding so long, I want to just get to three or four of them real quick. You only get a minute apiece, folks, because I want to go to our guest. He'll be with us for the rest of the broadcast, the next hour and 25 minutes or so. But even before I do that, I'm never going to get to it if I don't cover it now, and I said I'd do it the last hour, and I never did, and it's important, so I'm going to cover it right now. San Francisco Chronicle on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. Pictures of world leaders in red and black hoods. Pictures of world leaders engaging in satanic ceremonies. Hidden in plain view like it's no big deal on the main page of the San Francisco Chronicle. And it says on Saturday, some 2,000 CEOs and politicos and arty types arrived at the cool redwoods and the lily-choked lake of the Grove, the famous Russian River playground of the powerful Bohemian Club. They say it's a place to be seen in America in July, except, of course, you can't see them. Signs abound, no through road, no trespassing, members and guests only, no turnaround. Sentries can scan the pass from above with binoculars helped out by infrared sensors. This is what I snuck through, folks, okay? 4 years ago. It's going on right now. And what are those important men doing out there for 17 days behind elaborate security? Slipping into frocks and putting on pageants, dressed like women. I would add shipping in male prostitutes. We've got a bunch of mainstream articles about that. You are Christian leaders with as many male prostitutes as they can enjoy. Not saying all of them do, but the media admits they ship in the male prostitutes and the female prostitutes. The Bohemian Club, a beguiling mix of ultra power hangout and high school play, is one of several elite private clubs in San Francisco, curious islands of conservatism amid a forest for carry for president signs. Of these, the big four are the Bohemian Club, the stodgy Pacific Union Club, atop Knob Hill, a gigantic sports-minded Olympic Club, and the tiny ultra-seclusive San Francisco's Golf Club, standing by the line between San Francisco and Daly City, and it goes into a bunch of distractions. And it says two of the clubs admit women, two do not. And, of course, the Grove doesn't admit women. And then it's a 14-page article about it and quite a bunch of different interesting stuff. Now, I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I don't want to keep Sally Castillo holding and you want to hear this, folks. But go ahead, I guess, Eric's up next in Texas. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex, great work you're doing.
Thank you.
I enjoyed Mr. Van Cleave and his work, too. I had a comment, though, about something that I saw this weekend on Fox and CNN about the creeping socialism and the new definition for obesity. Is that coming from the Republican administration, isn't it? Now, they've
every big liberal program, Department of Education, UN, UNESCO, every gun-grabbing thing you can imagine, it's all coming out of them. Look, Kerry says he wants a domestic giant CIA that Bush wants. He wants to preemptively attack countries. There's no difference.
Yeah, I agree totally. It's not only redefining obesity, it's redefining conservatism. Conservatism now means socialism. I don't understand.
Well, now if you're fat, we're going to have to put you in medical treatment or take your children from you. Or if you tell your doctor you drink a six-pack every night, he'll call and have your license revoked. I mean, it's just total tattletale society.
Right, and it's not your fault because it's a disease. It's not your fault that you eat too much and don't exercise. It's a disease.
Well, regardless, we're gonna put you into the system. Thanks for the call. Craig and Wes hung up, which is okay, because that means I can get to these callers quicker. Fred in South Dakota. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, directing this to Mr. Cleave, if he's still a deputy sheriff, I don't know if he is or not, but essentially, when you solve these problems, you can have your organizations and things, but all the deputies have to do is enforce the law of the state constitution and their local laws, and if they... A person calls up and says, this person has a gun in their house. Well, the deputy simply comes in and arrests the person that falsely reported a crime, like he would on anything else. And the other thing is, under the military affairs, your state constitution, the deputy is authorized to enforce those laws. All he has to do is just grab the federal agent that's causing the problem and take him away. I mean, and they can do this. Now, that would solve most of the problems, wouldn't it, Mr. Jones?
It would. Thanks for the call. Been talking about the Second Amendment. Who's up next there? Last call. Who's up next there, Stephanie?
Hello?
Malta in Denmark. Go ahead.
Hello.
Quickly.
I want to make a comment about this, about the doctor. You're talking about a doctor who talked to the... If that happened here, he would be thrown out of the doctor union, or call it, association.
The medical association.
Yeah, he was being thrown out the next day. Be sure. It never happened in Europe.
Well, it's all part of the tattletale society where the exterminators, the phone men, they all report on you for things that aren't even crimes or look for crimes that are crimes, off ridiculous evidence, and then now your doctors, if you tell them you drink a six-pack every night, not that you're drinking and driving, they call and you have your license revoked because that's alcoholism.
I don't understand this thing.
Well, that's how it used to be in America, too, but this is the new police state. Thanks for the call. And this is the problem. They got to have warrants to get in your house, the police do. But instead, they just hire anybody who comes in your house, and they get little cash bonuses to tattle or to look for something when they're in your home. And that's without a warrant, folks, and it's out of control. What do you got to hide? Well, how about you let us as citizens come inspect your houses, cops? By the way, that's sure to happen. But again, the cops aren't going to come after their buddy because somebody thought they saw a gun in their house. All right, enough of that. I appreciate all your calls. We'll take more calls for Celie Castile. And he wrote the book, Powder Burns, that I've read, and it's excellent. And he joins us. He's a former DEA agent. Celie, thanks for coming on the broadcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. On short notice, and I appreciate it. For those that just joined us and don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into this, what you did at the DEA, and give us a nutshell of who brings in the narcotics and what we're facing.
Well, basically, I'm born and raised in South Texas and was a police officer for several years and then joined the Drug Enforcement Administration in 1979, which was my first 4 years were assigned to New York City, where I conducted deep cover operations on organized crime families. And then from there, I went down to the jungles of South America, specifically the Amazon jungles, conducting search and destroy missions. And from there, I went down to Central America, where I got involved in the so-called Iran-Contra drugs for hostages and money and so forth, just about everything. And it was there that I came face-to-face with the contradictions of my assignment. I started seeing the training of the death squads in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And, you know, I couldn't understand why, you know, one arm of our government was fighting the so-called democracy while, you know, keeping democracy in those countries while the other were sleeping with the cartels and the death squads and so forth. So, you know, I started taking notes and taking pictures. And,
we're going to talk about Negroponte, one of the death squad masters, who now gets to be the new real president over the president, the new president we appointed, who's now been caught blowing people's heads off for enjoyment in front of squads of troops, showing off how tough he is. I'm sure you've heard of this new
Absolutely.
Development.
Yeah.
Let's go over that. So when did you learn that our government was dealing the drugs?
Well,
and then I want to get into you know, what happened to you and how you blew the whistle on this.
Okay, on the drug issue, we saw it out of Salvador and Guatemala, where we were undercover refueling those laden planes with cocaine, and they were supposed to have been arrested down in the U.S., but they never were. And it was revealed that the CIA and its assets were involved in drug trafficking out of Ilopango Airport, specifically Hangars 4 and 5, that were known and operated from the CIA and the NC, National Security Council, with Oliver North and Felix Rodriguez. And they were just nonstop until the plane went down in Nicaragua in 86, and then everybody scattered and so forth. But that's basically what happened with the drug issue in Central and South America. And
now, for those that don't understand this, sir, you know, again, a former DEA agent, now a school teacher here in Texas, and doing a great job from what I hear, really being a public servant, people go, wait a minute, you're in Central America, you're going after drug dealers, but then at the same time the government's shipping drugs in. To explain this, the government goes after their competition, anybody that doesn't pay their cut in. Richard Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, was in a Reuters article going down and publicly telling the head of the FARC guerrillas, put your money in with me or we're going to invade you, and he said no, so they did. So can you explain how this works, how this operates?
Well, it came to a point to where they could very easily make a lot of money for the covert operations. You got to remember, a lot of the countries down there, foreign aid was cut to them because of human rights violations. So the only way they were going to be able to finance their operations was to go sleep with the cartels, and that's basically what they did. And anybody who didn't play ball with them, they took them out. An example is Noriega. They took him out because he refused to launder the money for the CIA in Panama and trained the Contras in Panama. So they took him out, and then they put somebody else in there that laundered more money than when Noriega was there. Carlos Slater in Colombia was the first Colombian drug trafficker to be extradited to the U.S., and he was given a life without the possibility of parole, yet he's out and working for the CIA right now out in Russia and different parts of the world. So, you know, that's when we saw that, you know, this thing was just... what I call the drug war follies. And
again, this has been going on since Skull and Bones was founded in 1832 with opium money back when it was legal. These blue blood families have always controlled the trade. They made drugs illegal in the 20s and 30s so they could go after their competition and get a higher price on the black market. It's the same story, but in the 80s, we get a big window into this because they got caught some. Then in the 90s, Bill Clinton and MENA, Arkansas, we've interviewed Terry Reed and others who were there, you know, unloading the, he witnessed the giant containers of cocaine, and I've interviewed many others who witnessed all of this, and obviously both parties are involved in it to their eyeballs now in Afghanistan. The opium production skyrockets to record levels, quote, after the liberation. But I want to go back to the 80s. You're in the DEA, and when you started learning of this, what you did and what happened?
Well, basically, from the very get-go, when I got there in 85, you know, I was told that there was a covert operation being run by the White House out of Ilopango. And the early part of 86, I personally met then Vice President George Bush, and I told him that the DEA had intelligence gathering that the contras were involving drug trafficking. And he just smiled, shook my hand, and walked away from me. And I knew then and there that my country was involved in drug trafficking and so forth. So I decided to start taking pictures and also start documenting just about anything I could on that whole operation.
Which was extremely dangerous.
Extremely dangerous because, you know, people, you know, not only from the death squads issue, the before and after of the killings of the people, but also of our intelligence that we're being involved in drug trafficking, especially out of Ilopango, where we have the Oliver North and Felix Rodriguez working for our government and building that apparatus outside the CIA so there would be no paper trail to go back to Congress and investigate. That's why John Kerry was not able to really conduct a full-scale investigation because they just would not let it happen.
And then every time they tried to bring up the FEMA camp plans and martial law, which these guys were also planning, Congressman Inouye goes, we will not talk about that at this time to Congressman Jack Brooks. So they were planning all types of sundries evil.
Oliver North at one point was hired to go ahead and suspend the Constitution of the United States. Okay, so, hello? Yes.
So that's okay. I know people pick up the phone sometimes. They're at your house.
Sorry.
I know how kids are, but starting over, that was very important. Oliver North, been in major papers. They were studying martial law then. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And they were basically trying to suspend the Constitution in case of a national security, just like what they're trying to do right now. Hold on, please.
Oh, that's what it's like to have a bunch of kids. They're in the other room on his phone, so we apologize, folks. And again, this guy's got it all documented up one side and down the other. I have the congressional testimonies. I have everything. They wanted to have martial law then. Now they're talking about suspending elections because the terrorists might want to get us. Now they're talking about martial law, but they're really setting up the mechanisms this time. They're really going for it this time, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just absolutely amazing. So I hope that you will continue to stay with us as we discuss this. And if you want to get involved on air and go through this information, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Highly decorated veteran DEA agent, Silly Castile, joining us, the book Powder Burns. Silly, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I apologize for the inconvenience here.
Oh, that's all right. I know how that is. okay, so continuing with your story, going back to Oliver North and the plan for martial law, which the expose of the drugs and the arms helped expose them enough so they couldn't carry that out. Now it looks like the same crew is going to try that again here.
Well, basically, they're going to try to do the, and they're going to use the terrorist issue on it. But literally, Negroponte will take the killing fields to Iraq because they did it in Central America where over half a million people were killed and murdered by the training of the death squads and the CIA's complicit. So, you know, we're going to have the same thing that it might be worse in Cambodia, believe it or not, because they're going to use the excuse of the, you know, terrorist cells and so forth, but in reality, they're just going to take over that oil pipeline and, you know, in full force.
Do you know what the first thing they did when they took over Iraq was? They stopped the collection of data of deaths and disease, so now there's no more data collection of who dies, how many bodies are found. Publicly, they did that.
Absolutely. And let's not forget that what happened in Central America, a lot of Americans were also tortured and killed. You know, nuns and our bishops were murdered and assassinated. And the same thing's going to happen in Iraq with whoever is up there protesting the so-called war will be killed and will disappear from the face of the earth.
Well, torture's, you know, nothing new. Maybe to the public it is, but the School of America's has trained the Third World how to torture people, and now it comes out they ordered the torture of children in Iraq, and the latest, Iraq's Prime Minister Alawi shot six blindfolded prisoners as an example, say witnesses. This is the Sunday Herald, one of the top papers in England. They have eyewitnesses there, different eyewitnesses from the military. He said to show off and show the way things should be done, because some of his men didn't want to carry it out. He just lined them up in cold blood and blew their heads off.
And let's not forget Vietnam. The same thing we did in Vietnam. You know, with the torturing and the you know, shooting the people on sight and so forth. Guatemala, Salvador, the same thing that the U.S. government gave green light to do, and they did it, and they're continuing to do it. And I remember CIA agent named Randy Capps. They're saying, you know, we've done this for many years, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is ever going to stop us. And he was absolutely right. Up to today, we cannot stop these people from conducting.
Did you know that our own government hired Klaus Barbie to help train our people in Latin America how to do this?
Absolutely. They came out of Argentina. I think it was...
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it. Yeah, Nazis running America, and they're openly saying they want to secretly arrest citizens.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
J. Something that Sally Castile, former high-level DEA officer, now school teacher, was telling us about is that the globalists, the New World Order crime syndicate that controls our country and uses us as the muscle for their evil, every time they take over some nation, they will execute or try or hold a few top thugs. But all the mid-level thugs, all the henchmen, they get hired. So it's like a monster that gets bigger and bigger and is made up of all the most evil people. And then they use them all over the world. Every organized crime syndicate, every Nazi you can imagine. I mean, if it was a Nazi for rocketry, they ran our rocketry. A Nazi for torture, he taught us how to torture. How to drug deal and torture in Latin America. Klaus Barbie, CIA. I mean, I know the old Texas oil men folks, okay? Most of them dead now. I remember talking to them out in West Texas about all the Nazis and meeting Klaus Barbie at a bar in 1946. And, you know, they all go down to Latin America. And he'll show, you know, hire some Nazis. They'll torture some poor Latin Americans into submitting. And then now you get Oliver North and all these people and Silly Castile and others. They write these books. Nobody sues them because it's the facts, folks. So this is who's running your life, putting in these control grids, putting in all these cameras, building these prisons, saying we're going to arrest Americans secretly if they're terrorists. And, of course, Section 802 of the Patriot Act says all misdemeanors are terrorism. They're getting ready, folks. And you know what? I'm not going to put up with it. The good news is, though, a lot of people are good inside government. They're not going to go along with it either. So that's why it's so important for us to have the moral authority and to speak up and say no. Now, let me just say this. If you want my videos, if you want my films, if you want my books, if you want my information, if you want to support us, if you want to know the truth about 9/11, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to ask questions about my videos or titles or specials. We're running right now a bunch of different specials. 1-888-253-3139. I carry a bunch of books and videos by other great people. You can't make copies of those because I can't authorize you to. But my 10 videos, you're authorized to do that. So Infowars.com, folks, or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos or to read about them or to watch clips of them. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Sally, we got you for the whole next hour, but before we end this hour, so I want to come back and get more into what happened with you and the DEA and why you went public and what happened, then we'll go to calls. But before we end this hour, how do folks get your book, Powder Burns?
Okay, they can email me at powderburns@prodigy.net. Once again, powderburns@prodigy.net, or you can contact me personally on my cell phone, 956-345-5770.
And again, that number slowly.
956, area code, the number's 345-5770.
And the book is carried by some bookstores and on quite a few websites, but it'd probably be better to call you. That way you get more support.
Absolutely. And most of all, I also have a video, a 2.5-hour video on all the exclusives I've done, you know, on documentaries that some of the best documentary work ever done on Iran-Contra, and it's never been shown in the U.S. So, you know, we have that available also.
What's that number again?
956-345-5770.
Okay, or the email. How do folks order via email?
Be powderburns@prodigy.net.
And bottom line, if the people don't take action with my material, your material, get it out to people, no one will ever know. It's up to you, the listeners, to take this information. Now, we were ending with Klaus Barbie in the last minute here before we start the next hour. It's public that Klaus Barbie was hired and helped set up intelligence operations in Latin America. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Down from South America with the CIA, there's a group called, it's a Battalion 601 out of Argentina that came straight down to Central America, specifically Honduras, and trained the Battalion 316, so that's what military counterintelligence in Honduras. And that's where they set up the Contra base camp in Aguacate in Honduras, and that's where all the mercenaries came in and all the training, some of the training occurred there and so forth, and Negroponte approved and financed from, he used to...
And again, back then they had trouble finding Americans to do this, so we'll just use people like Klaus Barbie. We'll be right back.